It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Oh my gosh, fact from fiction is right. We've got to separate it and we got to help you out. I need help myself because summer is upon us. It is. And I see it, I hear it, I almost smell it every day. People turn into what's quick, what's easy, the fad to get them into their bikini bodies. And of course I roll my eyes because it's like, gosh, we should train for life. But thank goodness I have the juice star, Ray Dustar, in the house to talk about juicing. And seriously, I still think that there are so many misconceptions about juicing and juicers. And Ray, every time this happens, every time something hot comes out, whether it's an herb that's mentioned on a pop wellness doctor daytime show or what have you, there's 18 versions of it, right? And people are like, well, this infomercial when I couldn't sleep at 3 a.m. said, this is the best way. Or, you know, on Sunday afternoon, when I went to the farmer's market, somebody was telling me, no, this is the best way. So I got you in the house to tell us about juicing, that it's not a hot trend, that it actually is a way to get great, great nutrients absorbed into the cell so our bodies can work, and also the variety and what really is best.
You know, I love your lead-ins. Your lead-ins are just so insightful, and they set me up to drop some knowledge. Well, it's great to be back, and I wanted to share with everybody a little bit of good news. So obviously everybody knows my affinity towards juicing, and we're gonna delve into that a second. But for my Boost Liquid Vitamin, we were actually featured in Us Weekly magazine that dropped on Friday. So that was pretty exciting, getting a little mention in a national magazine. And so for anybody out there that wants to try it, just go to boost.com and you can use the discount code USWEEKLY, and that'll give you a nice 20% savings today. Anyway, enough with that. Let's get back into the juicing aspect of it. And, you know, as summertime is upon us, I just continue to get emails and questions of people looking at juicing as that quick short-term fix to get them ready for summer. And you know what? This is funny. I'll actually take it, because if I can get somebody juicing, even if they start out thinking it's a short-term thing, the key is, as long as they've bought the right equipment and as long as they understand the process and the concept, I know I can convert them from a short-term juicer into an everyday juicer, and that's what I'm seeing happen. So what I wanted to focus on today is really getting to the equipment aspect of it, because right now there is so much buzz and confusion around two words, and those words are cold pressed. And everybody is like, oh, I've got to have cold pressed juice, and they really don't even necessarily know what that means. So I wanted to shed some light on that. Let me explain the process of juicing both in the home and then on a commercial level. So what's happening is on a commercial level at places like Evolution Fresh, which is owned by Starbucks, or there's other juice companies like Suja Juice, Blueprint Juice, that are making juice and selling it on the shelf in a cooler at places like Whole Foods or Ralph's or Bristol Farms or things like that. They are required to use, or unfortunately, they can only use these big contraption machines that basically press the vegetables, and they don't really bring any heat into the process, so they've labeled that cold pressed. Now, because of those machines are incredibly expensive and really they're enormous, that's really the only way on a commercial side they can make enough juice in order to meet the demand. So what's happened is you've got a bunch of companies on the individual side, on the consumer side, that have said, oh, we'll take advantage of this quote-unquote cold press trend, and we'll make a juicer that doesn't use a blade, which is called a centrifugal juicer, and we'll call that a cold press juicer, and we'll sell that to you for really the minimum price is $400, and they run anywhere to $600. So I'm here to tell everybody, you don't need to spend that money. You don't need to spend $400 to $600 at your home on a cold press juicer. Instead, you can go out and buy a centrifugal juicer, which uses a blade. There's no heat being generated in that process. And those you can get anywhere from, there's a great juicer called a Dash. You can go on to HomeDepot.com and buy that for $49.99. I also really like the Jack LaLanne juicer. I like the Breville juicer. Everything of those you can get for literally under $200. So nice. For under $200, even if you want to start out as, you know, a short-term juicer just to get into it, I promise you that juicer will be so easy to use. You can find them all on everydayjuicer.com, and you will realize your short-term love for juicing will turn into literally a long-term sustained part of your lifestyle, because you've got the right equipment, you didn't have to break the bank in order to buy it, you know how to use it, it's easy to clean, and it gives you great juice on a daily basis. Bam!
This is it.
That
yeah,
just happened.
Bam. Right, that just happened, and we're going to play this again and again and again and again, because you say so many amazing points for folks, because once again, hot trend juicing, I don't think so. I think that the marathon endurance race trend of being an everyday juicer, honestly, here's the deal, Ray. I used to think that if people could get one massage a week and drink more water, that 30% of our healthcare issues could be abated. I really did. Like, that is like, seriously, like, just everybody. And now I think that if people actually started to juice every single day, okay, be an everyday juicer, drink more water, and get a massage once a week, that 50% of all healthcare issues could definitely be mitigated and or abate. That's how I feel, because it makes sense. First of all, we are mostly made of water, and we are, as a nation, I think, chronically dehydrated. So there's that. A massage, it's almost like a passive detox. You just effleurage, get that lymph flowing, get those soft tissue muscles. I mean, I wish I was a dog, because I would get more and more and more and more massages than anybody else. Like, I've noticed that having a 6-month-old lab puppy. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, she gets so much touch. Love it, right?
Very, very
healthy. Great for circulation, great for positive endorphins. And then juicing, here's the deal. We're talking about nutrient density and nutrient absorption. My thing, and I see this in clinical practice, so I love that I'm able to take these quote-unquote hot trends and take them into a place where we can lock and load into everydayness, because I see so many people suffering from hyperpermeability of their gut, poor digestion. So we have to have suspect of the quote unquote good quality foods that they're eating and the amount of nutrients that are actually getting into the cells. Cells need the nutrients to drive biochemistry. Vitamins and minerals are not just a couple aisles in your health food store. They are what, they're gas in the tank for your life, for your body, for your eyes to focus, for your liver to detox, for your hand to write that letter that you haven't written that you need to, so it can decrease your stress. Okay, so when you take in nutrient density, being plant strong in a juice form, pre-digested, that is bam. So that just happened.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And again, for everybody listening right now, if you go to everydayjuicer.com, you can read about masticating versus centrifugal juicers. You can read about fruits versus vegetables. There's a link that says buy a juicer. It gives you my recommendations. And again, just remember, you don't need to break the bank. You can buy the right equipment. You can juice and clean it in under 10 minutes. And for those of you that want to add Boost to your regimen or a great vitamin, like I said, go to boost.com today and you can use the code USWEEKLY and that'll give you 20% off. But it's all about building the right habits. Short term should become long term, and then that'll be sustained health.
All right, there you go. You heard it here, right here on the Dr. Holly Show. I am Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. I've got the Everyday Juicer in the house every week. You can follow Radio MD on Twitter and Facebook at yourradiomd.com. At yourradiomd. That's all. You can go to radiomd.com. And also, thanks for listening. Be well.